If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
Moms in Control, episode 71.
Welcome to Mamas in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
We are on episode 71. Can you believe it? Here we are. Welcome, guys, to the show. It's Heather Chauvin. You should know me by now, but if you don't, welcome. This is a safe space where I ramble on parenting, life, marriage, business, money, health, all those things. And why am I here? I am here because I was that woman. I was that woman that said, hey, life sucks and I need to do something about it. And it wasn't that I was brave enough. It was that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So after I got sick, after I lost a spouse to addiction, after what else happened to me? I don't know. Stressed out, highly sensitive children, having a shitty childhood, trying to kill myself, all of these crazy things, I decided I'm done. I don't want this anymore. So how do we thrive? How do we create a life that we absolutely love? How do we shift our attention and our energy? Too often I see people just diving out of things, jumping out of their marriages, jumping out of parenting, jumping out of their careers because they're done. They want to throw in the towel. But how can we start to integrate and really ask ourselves, is it time to let go of something, or how can I just shift my attention and show up differently in my life? So it's never been more clear to me that 90% of this game in life is all about mindset. So when someone says, I don't have enough time, I used to believe that as well. But guys, that is a bunch of bullshit. Why is it a bunch of bullshit? Because I am living proof that if you don't have enough time, the universe is going to tell you you got enough time. So when I was diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer, I thought, shit, man, I got all the time in the world. It's time to live. When you don't have enough money, well, I've been on everything from welfare to you name it, being in social work and then, you know, going to pick up my check right next to my clients. I know what it's like not to have everything and then to create consciously a life that you truly desire. Just because we want to raise amazing conscious children doesn't mean that we need to sacrifice everything. And I am able to put my kids on the bus and take them off and be at every single field trip and every doctor's appointment with them and know that I can still make really good money while I'm being of service to my children. So we can create the financial freedom. We can create the time freedom. And guys, the whole energy piece, that's just taking really good care of your health. So as a cancer survivor, I know what it's like to really have to consciously think about my health. And I don't care if you got fibromyalgia or an autoimmune disorder, there are ways that you can shift your attention and energy. So show up, Rip that label off your chest of victimhood and let's make a commitment to shift your story and how you show up in the world. So in the next few episodes, I'm going to be sharing some really deep stories about my clients and how they show up in the world and how the work that we've done together has transformed their family. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is not so that you can say, hey, working with Heather is awesome, but I want you to see that transformation is possible. Because it's not just me, you know, being on the other side of the microphone going, hey guys, la-di-da-di-da, this is what happens. And you going, yeah, okay, whatever. I want you to hear it from their mouths of how transformation changed their life and how taking quick, subtle action shifted their perspective and reconnected their family, their marriages, and most importantly, how they feel as human beings. Because guys, as women, we do not give ourselves enough credit that our own body, mind, and soul actually do matter. And when you start to put yourself back on the plate, this is where magic happens. So we're going to dive in and I'm going to tell you about Alicia. And Alicia is going to share her story with you about why she committed to working with me a year ago and how it shifted how she parents her four amazing children and how it shifted all aspects of her life. So we're going to dive in. But also, if you're interested in learning about coaching or the Mom is in Control Mastermind and how that process works, I want you to head on over to the show notes or head on over to momisincontrol.com/MIIC. Check out the program, and if it feels like a good fit for you, but you're terrified, fill out the application and let me know and we'll connect. All right, so here's Alicia and her story.
So welcome everyone to this little video conference. I wanted to interview some select women in this group who are kind of all came in with certain needs or wants, desires for their parenting, for themselves, most importantly, just to feel in alignment in their life. But I wanted Alicia to come on because I will never forget the message I received of, this isn't some woo-woo stuff that you're trying to teach me here. But you know, beyond the humor, beyond all of that, I wanted your take on how just diving deeper, pulling back the layers has really supported you. And then I want to chat about the whole concept of time. So just looking back on where you were, because it's been a while, right? Because you went through the program and then we did some one-on-one together. Right. Who you were then and kind of who you are now.
Well, when we started together just about a year ago, I was looking at now. I was looking a year ahead. And what I saw was two of my children graduating from high school and transitioning to college. One of my children graduating from junior high and transitioning to high school, which we, you know, all of those were unknowns. My other son is making his first communion. It's our 20th anniversary, so just kind of a milestone in my marriage. Second anniversary of my father's death, which was just a few days ago. There was just a lot. And before we even got to that, I had to do Christmas and Thanksgiving and, you know, life. And I was already just overwhelmed. I was already thinking, I'll never live through this. I'll have a nervous breakdown. How in the world am I going to manage all of this? Not even thinking about the logistics, just the emotions of all of those changes and all of those transitions. And so I was quite frankly scared and worried. And so that's where we started. And now I'm in the thick of it.
Now you're in the thick of it, but you're not having a nervous breakdown.
No, I still have hair. I figured I'd have it all pulled out by now. I'm just working on the gray ones. No, I'm not having a nervous breakdown. And when I do start to feel overwhelmed, out of control, I have tools and I have a community and I have partners that are walking this journey with me. And it's really helping me to get through it in a way that I can enjoy this time. Mm-hmm.
So when you were talking about your before, it was like, okay, I'm overwhelmed with everything that's going on in my children's lives. And we didn't even mention, the unique needs for each individual child, right? You didn't even go there. It was just like, it was just the life transitions. And so one thing that you didn't even mention was yourself, right? Your wants, your needs, your desires. Because as women and mothers, we have a tendency to push that to the back burner when our children need us, right? Or when anyone needs us. And so they come to the forefront, and then we slowly just keep pushing our needs and our desires to the back where, you know, and we're like, okay, who am I? Why am I here? What do I need? So I want to talk about, I mean, this, the whole concept of this call is, you know, it's not a joke. I'm not trying to hide anything. It's for the women that's going, is this for me? Like, is change possible, right? Because I know when I'm wanting to invest, and it's not cheap, when I'm wanting to seriously invest, but it's not just a financial investment, I need you to show up, right? So, and you will attest to that, that I hold my ladies to accountable to what their vision is. And it's scary, it's terrifying, but knowing that, it's a big investment, right? But let's talk about time for a minute, because that's a big belief that I hear from people is I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time, money, or energy, but we're just going to focus on time. Because when you feel like there's so much on your plate and you're like, I don't have enough time, like I can't let go of anything to even invest in myself to create this space for the life that I want. So talk a little bit about that. I want to know the mindset that you had before compared to now.
Well, I want to just back up a little bit and address something you said. You know, I didn't mention myself when I look at where I was a year ago, but I think the underlying current of all that is where will I be and who will I be when I come out the other end of all of these events and life events. But I didn't even have enough self-awareness to really realize that. Mm-hmm. Where I was a year ago was I'm laughing at myself, but I clung to this system and to this life so fiercely. And it did take you holding my feet to the fire over many, many months for me to make a transition. But I had a paper calendar in my kitchen where I just wrote down, you know, the kids' events. And I would have people come over and see the calendar and they would just be like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of stuff. And I was always worried I was going to forget something, because I often did forget things because I didn't have anything with me. I was very mobile, but I didn't have a calendar. If I ever went to a doctor and needed to make a follow-up, I would always have to call. There was no, you know, because I didn't have my calendar with me. And I just clung so tightly to this paper and pencil. And so one of the big and difficult transitions was for me was to go to a system that I could have that was mobile and portable. For me, that was my phone. That was using a calendar system on my phone and being able to sync that with my husband, with his calendar, so that he was aware of what was going on with the family and putting all of the family in one central place. And I'm just laughing at myself because that took me so long to do that. It has really just taken me a long time to embrace a new way, I guess. Mm-hmm. But what that has allowed me to do, it has allowed me to manage my time in such a way that I manage my time. My time doesn't manage me anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, it's easy to slip back into old habits, but I really try to use the energetic time management. If there's something on my to-do list, it goes on the calendar. It doesn't go on the to-do list. Now, that doesn't always happen, but by doing that, by getting things on the calendar, number one, there's time. You realize, oh, I don't have all this time, but you do have time. You make the time, and you see I can fit that right there, and you get whatever it is done. But also, in the downtime, you can relax because it's already scheduled. And that was the other thing that was difficult for me. It was I had all these things spinning in my head, like, I can't forget, I can't forget, I can't forget. I got to make time. I got to figure out what I'm going to do this. Da, 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 da. But I already know, you know, if I need to mop the floor, well, I'm going to mop it tomorrow morning because it's already on my schedule. Or if I need to go to the grocery store, I'm going to do it here. So it's helped calm my emotional anxiety and state. I think just having a little more control over that.
So, I mean, listening to you, I'm like, yeah, it's very practical, right? Like strategy, right? Like that strategy of how to do that. And then there's this other level of, I mean, strategy is only part of it. Like mindset is a huge, you know, these things that we can't teach of like motivation and the deeper why, the deeper connection, right? Like when we step into anything, we're not doing it because it's like, oh, I need my calendar to look this way. There's a deeper ache, the deeper ache of like, I always say, how do I want to be remembered as a mother? Like, do I want to be like, I don't know, can we fit it on the calendar? Or do I want to be living my life, right? So what has this process helped you? Because you are a different person. You've done many, many things. I mean, you've gone on amazing trips that you probably would have never gone on just because you would have never gave yourself permission to do so. So mm-hmm. as you continue to crack yourself open, what are these parts that you didn't ever expect to evolve?
Well, I think making time for me, and by that I don't mean, I need to go have a pedicure. I mean, I love you have a podcast about that, and it's just like, oh my gosh, the only reason I have to go to get a pedicure is because, you know, I have skanky toes, but that's not, that's not because I run. They really are bad. That's not me time. You know what I mean? But it enabled me to see what really did fill me up. Like when I spent my time this way, I felt good and it enhanced my relationships and my interactions with the rest of my family and people around me. When I spent my time this way, I was cranky and craggy and just not fun to be around. And so that's been something that's really surprising to me. I don't know what else. What was the question?
Nothing. I just wanted to see if you had another question before I cut you off. So we've been talking about time. So I wanted to kind of use you as a testimonial for time. But knowing that, I mean, that's an evolution. There's other parts to this. So I want to briefly talk about relationship with our children, right? Because coming into this, a lot of women are constantly yelling and they're feeling frustrated and they're like, why is my child doing this? How do I get them to do this and that? And I know that's been a transition for you as well.
Yes. And for my kids, poor things. because one of the things that I discovered too with the time, which is a little bit surprising, was how much I was doing for these grown people. You know, and I thought I was pretty, you know, independent and let them be and let them do their own thing and required a lot of them, but I don't. I pick up the slack all the time, you know, and so it really, that was surprising to me and that really opened my eyes. Gee, if I really am, I really want to have time after dinner to do X, Y, and Z, something that fills me up, maybe it's just read a book or whatever, then I need some other people in there cleaning the kitchen, you know, and they can do this. And so that has been challenging for me and for them, but I think it has also been beneficial for them and that gives, they've become more independent. Everyone from my 8-year-old to my 18-year-old, my 8-year-old now will just, you know, so mom, can you make me a PB&J? And I just looked at him and he'll say, oh, I can do that. Yeah, you can, pal. You can go make your own PB&J. Mm-hmm. Or my 18-year-olds. Yeah, you guys can, one of you can sweep and one of you can mop. It's okay. You've got this. And they can, and it gives them a sense of accomplishment too. The other thing about the relationship with the kids is exposing my vulnerability to them and being honest about my emotions and my feelings and my reactions, good or bad, if I fly off the handle, if there are times when I don't keep it together, to be able to then follow that up with a conversation that says, look, here's what I was feeling during this time. This is when my emotions start to break down. I want to apologize if I've hurt you. But I also want you to understand where I'm coming from. And so letting them see me more vulnerable has been, I think, huge.
Yeah, seeing us as human, right? Like we have our own wants and needs, and we're co-creating our life with our children. It's not a us versus them. And a lot of times we just pick this up because this is how we were parented or this is how we were taught, and we're just trying to figure this out as we go. So what would you say to the woman who's attracted to this? I mean, not everyone's attracted to, everyone finds their thing, right? Like whatever they're attracted to, they're in, right? Everyone's like, it could be food, it could be this, it could be that. So what do you say to that woman who's attracted to it? And she's like, this is a big leap for me and I'm terrified. And what if I don't have the same results as Alicia? What if, she looks more put together than me or whatever the monkey mind is that we tell ourselves. What would you recommend for that woman?
You know, it's funny on Monday, because this has been an emotional couple of weeks for me and challenging, I want to say. One of my children has a chronic disease and he has been in a very bad flare and quite sick for the last 2 weeks. That's difficult. It's difficult to watch when there's nothing that, you can really do. And in addition to the anniversary of my dad passing. And so I've kind of been in a little bit of a funk the last 2 weeks. And on Monday and Tuesday, thanks to talking with my accountability partner, and I just gained some self-awareness about really what was going on with me. And I was so, so grateful for that. And I was going to get on Facebook or send you a private message or something and say, just thank you so much for the work that you do, because it has helped me so much to be at peace. And then this email came through for our,
That's why I sent it to you, because I telepathically could tell.
You're good. You are good. and now I'm going to need tissue.
I was going to say, are you trying to make me cry? Because I'm not supposed to do this while we're recording.
We always cry. That's why I had the tissue right here. No, we don't always cry. But for me, this has been so, so beneficial, really beneficial. And for anyone who is looking at it, thinking about it, if you're thinking about it, if there's an inkling, I say do it. Make it happen. Make it happen, because life's too short to not make it happen. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Will you look like me when you come out the other end? No, you'll look like you, who you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of I think the work that you do.
Now I'm speechless. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
thank you. And I think, it goes deeper, right? When our current need might be, gosh, I'm just so overwhelmed. I need to figure out how to sort all of this. But at the deeper core of it is life is short, and we have, they always say, and it's really annoying when people say this, of like time flies, right? And you look at your children and you go, oh my gosh, you're 10. Where did this go? You're 20. Where did this go? Like, oh, you came out of my womb yesterday. And we do have this sacred space with our children, and it's such a big part of our lives. But when it consumes every ounce of our being, and then we're like, okay, I'm a robot. I'm not I'm just existing anymore. I'm not living. We can feel it, you don't need to be in denial about it. You know, when you're just existing, when you're like, okay, if put me out, someone else could do my job. They could cook and clean. They could do carpool. But there's that connection, the essence of who we are, why we were put on this earth, and why our children picked us to guide them through this life. So thank you for taking this journey and for trusting me and my crazy ways and my process, and just for showing up for the lessons that each one of your children have brought to you, and for being human, because that's, we're human beings having this emotional experience. And when we don't know how to deal with these emotions, sometimes we let fear run the show.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks. And is there any last words of wisdom or anything you'd like to say?
Do it. Just do it. Don't be afraid of becoming who you're supposed to be, and that you're a wonderful guide for that journey. So, awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies, if anyone's watching this, this might be on the sales page. I have no idea where this video is going to end up. I haven't told Alicia yet, so I can't say it out loud. But if you are interested in the Mom is in Control Mastermind, head on over to momisincontrol.com/MIIC and fill out the application, and then I will show you the next steps.
Thank you for listening to Mom is in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to momisincontrol.com.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.